Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Full Press NFL Podcast. I am your host, Ian Glendon, and I am joined today, Wednesday, by my FPC radio co-host, Mr. John Sapicetti, because we are going to give you our top five NFL teams, and right now we're doing it post-week two. So, John, good afternoon. Long time no speak.
Yes, it has been a long time, all of, you know, maybe 28 hours or whatever, but we got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, and that's a bold-faced lie, too, because we're actually recording this much sooner than we release it, so we really just spoke a few hours ago. So, yeah, I hate to...
Not supposed to say that.
Yeah, well, I'm what was it? I'm breaking the fourth wall there, so...
You're very transparent.
Yes, yes, that's what I try to be. That way, when I say things, people take more stock in them. That's my goal, at least. Hasn't really worked out too much. They usually accuse me of being a homer or being biased or things that I cannot repeat on this show, but hey, it is what it is. So, each and every Wednesday, what we're going to do, John and I, we're going to give our top five NFL teams, and we're going to, throughout the week on FPC Radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., actually, scratch that, not on Wednesday, but every other day, live 9 a.m., and we're going to promo the hell out of it during the week, but every Wednesday, we're going to get together and count down our top five teams, and after 2 weeks of play, we felt it was appropriate now to actually give an opinion, because sometimes week one can be a little funky if you're trying to make judgments based solely. We're trying to do this in a vacuum based on what we've seen so far this season, okay? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's teams that are coming in that have had some more recent success than others, but that doesn't really matter right now. We're talking about the teams that look the best right now. Maybe there's some potential. You know, you buy into the potential. So let's jump into it. I'll start, and then I'll hand it over to my good friend, John. And maybe we will have some very similar teams at similar positions. So number five for me is the Miami Dolphins. Yes, big 21-point comeback yesterday. Tua Tagovailoa throws six touchdowns, four in the fourth quarter alone. Impressive win for the Dolphins, one that... You know, look, if this is the Dolphins that, you know, the version of the Dolphins that we're going to get, maybe obviously not this type of offensive output every week, but this type of capability, then I think we have to maybe reassess our view of the Dolphins. So, but for now, right now, at 2-0, they are my fifth best team.
I'm actually going to put in a team that's 1-1 that should be 2-0 that went toe-to-toe with the Kansas City Chiefs last week. I think outplayed the Chiefs on Thursday night, but the pick six was a destroyer, and you know they came oh so close to upsetting the Chiefs in Kansas City for what would have been the second straight year. I'm going to go with the Chargers. I know they're 1-1 and the Dolphins are 2-0, but I think if they were to play this coming week, provided Justin Herbert was healthy, which I don't know if he is, that I would favor the Chargers. So I'm going to have the Chargers at number five. That'd be my only team with a loss in the top five. But I was impressed with them on Thursday. They look like the better team than Kansas City, but that pick six, 99-yard pick six, I mean, just think of that. That's a 14-point swing. They would have won that game if not for that mistake by Herbert and that great defensive play by the Chiefs.
Yeah, and look, full disclosure, I mean, I was borderline putting the Chargers in that spot as well. At the end of the day, I went with the team that was 2-0, and I you know, not just because of that, but because I do feel like the Dolphins did play really mm-hmm. well, and I was trying to keep it a little bit more in a vacuum. And if the Chargers are going to continue to make boneheaded mistakes, you know what I mean, like silly mistakes, yeah. Like the coaching wasn't really an issue, which might be more alarming than anything, you know what I mean? Because generally in the past, when they've had issues, it's been centered around coaching. This time it was injuries and, you know, obviously the pick six being just a backbreaker. But yeah, no, that's a great point, and I'll get into that when I inevitably get to Kansas City. But my number four team is a team that you've been hyping up for quite some time over on FPC Radio, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles, the last team we saw win this week, last night on Monday Night Football. So... Jalen Hurts, another strong game. This team looks dynamic. And by that, I mean, I feel like they're a team capable of attacking you at so many different levels, whether it's obviously offensively, and just look at Jalen Hurts in a microcosm. You know, he can throw and run the ball. And if he can do both, if they can do both, then, you know, you're talking about you know, a very efficient quarterback with a lot of talent around him. And that's a scary proposition. Plus, I feel like this is a team that can get it done on all sides of the ball. So I really like the Eagles. You're starting to sell me on them. Starting to sell me on them, John. And this week, they're number four for me.
Number four for me is Tampa Bay. I know they're 2-0, both wins on the road. Their defense is playing outstanding. A lot of injuries on offense, so they haven't really gotten into gear yet. They will, once they can figure out what to do with that offensive line and get those receivers healthy, or at least some of them healthy. I think that the Buccaneers offense will be just fine because Brady's Brady, and we see what their defense is. But for right now, I have them at number four. And just a quick comment on the Eagles. Yeah, Jalen Hurts looks like he's made a major jump from year two to year three. I was just so impressed with the way he was throwing the football against Minnesota, which is a pretty good defense. I mean, very, very accurate. He's got a strong arm. We know he can run, and he's got a lot of those intangibles that we like in quarterbacks. Seems to be a really good leader. His teammates support him. But for now, I have the Buccaneers at number four, but they're quite capable of moving up at any moment once they get that offensive line straightened out in terms of injuries, and the same thing with the wide receiver group.
Yeah, and I will add my two cents when I do get to the Buccaneers. But for now, oh, wait, no, you need to give me your number four team, right? Oh, no, you just did Tampa Bay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Buccaneers number four, yep.
I'm looking ahead. I'm looking a little too far ahead on our list here. So, I'm up number three, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, week one against Arizona, that offense looked like the same old Chiefs offense. You know, very efficient, big time, you know, big scores, you know, a lot of points, this, that, and the other. To your point earlier, it wasn't quite that against the Chargers. They had some nice moments, but for the most part, I think the Chargers left a lot on the field. A lot, you know, and you know, I'm not even talking about the penalty callbacks, you know, interception callbacks. I mean, you can debate those things with people for days and get nowhere because, again, at the end of the day, it's a penalty and it's a lot of what ifs. I keep thinking about that Asante Samuel drop in the end zone, where he just undercut the pass and just couldn't hold on to it. You know what I mean? Yep. That's the one that I keep thinking about. But regardless, Chargers didn't make those plays. The Chiefs did. They made a great jump on a ball that, again, I'm sure Justin Herbert would love to have back because he didn't see that safety lurking. But that's what really good teams do. You know, they may struggle. They may get chance after chance, but that's the thing. It's, you know, eventually they're going to make you pay. And maybe the other team doesn't capitalize on the opportunities they get. The Chiefs are a team that are going to do it. And right now they're 2-0. And you know what? There's going to be some growing pains without Tyreek Hill throughout the season. But, you know, they're still 2-0. So for me, number three.
Yeah, number three for me will be the Philadelphia Eagles. Very impressed with them. Not surprised. Again, I picked them to win the NFC East. I almost picked them to go to the NFC Championship game. I think they're going to be right there with the Buccaneers, the Rams, and the Packers as the four best teams in the NFC. Really solid on both sides of the ball. You had A.J. Brown to the receiving group, which you drafted Devontae Smith a year ago. So now Jalen Hurts has two really good weapons. And I like the way they built their offensive and defensive lines. They draft Jordan Davis in the first round, who is a monster. N'Kobe Dean is a linebacker who fits into what the modern day is all about because he can cover. He's a rookie as well. Darius Slay is a top five cornerback. And, you know, Nick Sirianni, when he was hired, I thought it was a joke. You know, it's just when he gave that introductory press conference, I'm like, is this guy really coaching in the NFL? He seemed to be out of his league. But you know what? He made the playoffs last year at 9-8, and they look like a strong team this year. So I have the Eagles at number three, and I think they're going to be a team to deal with all season long.
Yeah, and look, like I said, the more I see of them, the more I'm starting to kind of go your way and ignore what Fleetwood Mac said. So you like that? You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, good. That's pretty good. Number two for me, number two. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, this was tough because, again, I agree with a lot of the things you said. Like, I'm looking at this, and it's not an issue of miscommunication. It's not a functionality issue. It's a health issue on offense. And, you know, they're already down their starting center. They lost during training camp. They're on to their third left tackle. Donovan Smith, obviously, didn't even start last week. And then they lost their backup left tackle. By the end of the game, before they even scored a touchdown, their top wide receiver was Breshad Perriman, followed by Scotty Miller. So there's a lot of issues on this offense, but the one issue they don't have is at quarterback. And based on the two games that we've seen so far, the guy still looks as good as he's been. And so far, I'm not close to any point considering him being the issue. I just look at this as being purely a health issue. So if they can get healthy, not even completely healthy, just somewhat healthy, and they signed Cole Beasley today, this team could very well be the best team in the league. Because on the flip side, John, despite their struggles on offense, they still have the second best point differential through two games, largely because they've only allowed 13 points in two games. And seven of those came against the Saints in garbage time. So this defense is legit. And, you know, we talk about the Cowboys and the issues they had. They had a pretty strong, surprising game in week two. But, you know, last year, number one offense, shut down 3 points. Despite what we say about the Saints, excuse me, the Buccaneers have had their issues with the Saints. So specific to Tampa, that win on Sunday was a pretty big win in terms of impressiveness. And again, it wouldn't be the same for every team because, you know, this is not a struggle for every team, the Saints, but it has been for Tampa. So this was a pretty big situation for them. So I look at that situation, I look at them overcoming all those odds offensively and the impressive performance they put ahead defensively, and I'm saying, really, the only difference between them and my number one team, which I think a lot of people can kind of put together at this point, is the health of some of their offensive players. So number two for me is Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay, they still won those two games on the road against playoff contending teams, winning in New Orleans, which has been a difficult place for Brady over the years. I mean, not just with Tampa, even when he was with the Patriots, New Orleans would give him trouble. So they got those two wins out of the way. So now they're going to play, I believe, 9 of their final 15 games at home, where they're very difficult to beat. And as they get healthier, they're obviously going to be a contending team. Number two for me, the Chiefs, again, came close to losing to the Chargers. But as you said, Ian, they didn't lose. They won that game. They're still impressive. I think they're starting to, you know, feel their way around with some new weapons on offense for Patrick Mahomes. I think the defense is good, not great. I still think they're vulnerable to, you know, a power team. And again, the Chargers had so many opportunities to really blow that game open. I mean, they're up 10 and Asante Samuel drops his first potential interception that would have probably iced the game in the third quarter. But the Chiefs still find ways to win, and they've got a dynamic coach quarterback combination and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. So I have them at number two right now.
All right. Well, I don't like to assume, but I'm assuming we both share the same team at number one, and I think a lot of people will, because quite frankly, there's nothing more to say than the Buffalo Bills have just been impressive. Through two games, mm-hmm. they're plus 55 in point differential, and I mentioned earlier that the Buccaneers are tied with the Chiefs for the second best, and that's nearly 30 point difference with the Bills. And we saw it again last night, 41-7 against. Look, I don't think any of us think that the Titans were a threat for the top seed this year, but they were the top seed a year ago, and they still have a decent amount of talent left. I know AJ Brown is gone, obviously, and that's a huge loss, but this is still a pretty decent team, at least we think so. The Rams, I mean, they manhandled the Rams and really kind of left some out on the field in week one. So the Bills through 2 weeks, eight touchdowns from Josh Allen, just not much more you can say other than they have the best offense in the league by points, and they have the second best defense by points, only trailing, obviously, the Buccaneers, as I mentioned earlier. So number one for me is the Buffalo Bills.
I think it's the New York Giants. No, I'm only kidding. It's the Buffalo Bills, no question. Although, again, high on the Giants this year.
You never know. We're making jokes about the Giants, but, you know, maybe you never know.
No, 2-0. No, it's the Buffalo Bills. They clearly look like they've lapped the competition. Again, it's only 2 weeks. Teams get off to good starts, and then we see what they do from there. The thing with Josh Allen, and I love Josh Allen. Again, I've said he's the closest thing to John Elway I've seen since Elway retired over 20 years ago. He does have occasional lapses within a game or in the entirety of a game where you look and go, this guy's too good to do this. He even had kind of a funky play in the Monday night win where he was on fourth down. It seems like he kind of got lost where he was and just kind of chucked the ball. Almost was a backward lateral, which would have been a fumble, which wouldn't have really mattered because it was fourth down. But he still has some of those brain lapses. If he cleans those up, man, I mean, how do you stop him? But they're the most impressive team right now. Both sides of the ball have been outstanding. They have that look, too, don't they? I mean, occasionally you'll see a team like the 07 Patriots or, say, the 85 Bears that just come out and just have that arrogance about them. Well, Buffalo has that right now. So we're going to have to see if they can carry that through, and it's a long season. But right now, 2 weeks into the season, they're the best team in football.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, maybe this is the first time we're going to agree on this. Maybe not. We'll see. Maybe this is just a steamroll season from the Bills ahead of us, you know, just start to finish, just running the league. And we've talked about this on FPC Radio. It's been a while since we've actually seen that happen. So that's going to do it here for us today on the Full Press NFL Podcast. Like I said, join us every Wednesday as we rank our five best teams in the NFL at the moment. And, of course, tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday for FPC Radio Live at 9 a.m. on Full Press Radio on Twitter, of course, on our Facebook page, on fullpresscoverage.com, and, of course, Twitch and wherever you pretty much get video. So thank you, everyone, and we will talk to you soon.